Hey, what's going on? Welcome back to the Abraham Podcast. Today's episode is titled Seeing Me. So, are you living your best life for you?
Well, I try to live my best life for me as much as I can. It seems like something's always getting in the way, or I allow it to, because throughout my life, I tend to worry about what people think. Only the simple fact is, it's just like somebody always got something to say, and I don't like being embarrassed or like too much intention on myself. And it's just, I guess, ultimately looking bad. So, yeah, I need to get out of that bad habit and just focus on what I can control and care about what I care about. So there's no point in that. Simply not. That's what it is. I need to get a hold on that. Okay. Why do you feel like you have this closeness to love? I feel like I have this closeness to love because it's like, I guess that's all I know. I've shown a lot of love, and I wasn't shown love in certain times. So that's what I hold dear. Like, love is like a lot to me. Love is like everything to me. And there's just different forms of love. So, and learn about different types of love throughout my life. So, and then like hearing it being sung in songs and I guess depicted in film and television, it's grown on me. So, because I've been hopeless romantic. So I longed for that type of love. And of course, as you know, I had that type of love, and I pushed it away. I let it go. But he said, if you love something, let it go. If it comes back to you, then it was always yours. And time will tell. I don't believe in forcing anything. Things happen naturally. Like, what is for you is going to be for you, not anybody else. Nobody can take it away, no matter what part you played in it, and what part you allow others to play in it. So, yeah. We'll see. Okay. Why do you feel like you don't deserve good things at times? Sometimes I feel like I don't deserve good things because things I've done, I guess, growing up and just growing into who I am. It's as simple as that. But maybe it's like me going against myself, being my own worst enemy. It's feeling like I don't deserve good things because I done bad, so maybe bad shit happened to me as well. But that shouldn't be the case. That's a terrible mindset to have. The kind of wishing bad on yourself, and that should not be happening at all. Not even in the slightest. You should want great things for yourself and realize you deserve those things. And don't be one of those people to do anything to get those things. Like, just you get blessed in return, like, do things just because. And do them out of love. It goes a long way, and it goes without saying as well. So, Hopefully I get out of that habit too. Because that sucks. Okay.
Are you tied between regret and relief?
In some ways, yeah. I have a sense of relief of knowing who I am and how I handle things and how I should have handled things. And of course, I regret doing certain things in my life. So I struggle with that because I'm like, how could I have done this? And especially other things like, why did I do this? And like, everybody's raised differently. So you deal with different things. So you kind of adapt or you just falter by the wayside. And you either choose to make the change or you don't. Or you just continue to hurt people. Because, like, you ultimately got to learn from your mistakes. And you got to know, too. You have to know what's right and wrong, like, to the finite detail. You have to. Or you're just going to be just doing things you think are right when it's ultimately not.
Okay. Have you ever gotten out of your head? Have you gotten out of your head and focused on outer things?
Have I gotten out of my head and focused on other things? In a way, yeah. Like, I can only control what I can control. And I can only change what I can. So it was a great sense of maturity when you realize that and actually live in that truth, because you can't, like, you can't force things to happen. You can't force things for you. Things will naturally happen. Like, you just got to believe and have faith that it will. Like, if you really want something, work for it. Like, do whatever you can to prove yourself or prove that you're deserving. So, and like, put in the work to whatever you're working towards. Yeah, gotta have ultimate effort. If not, it's just you. Like, why are you? What's the point of everything? You don't have a good enough reason to work towards this stuff. So, like, why are you putting towards the effort if you're not going to put 100% or 1,000%, whatever. Simple. So, I try to get out my own head and I guess live in the moment, because things are going to happen. Things aren't going to happen. Like, you only can focus on what you control at the end of the day. Like, you sit there and worry about it, you're going to stress yourself out. So just go with the flow. Try not to overthink. Do not be like me. So, it just, because I've been getting better with that. Like, I haven't really been overthinking things. Just let things gradually go and flow. Why am I afraid in certain situations? Sometimes I'm afraid to fight because there's been times where I black out. I don't know what happened. And I severely hurt the person or whatever. And I don't like doing that stuff. I don't. I really don't. Like, of course, you got to protect yourself. But there's a thing that's a line. And you can't cross that line. I feel like sometimes I have. So, and my anger's not like that, like it used to be. So, and I just an anger-filled person, like, really, because of childhood. And you have to heal from your childhood traumas. Like, because nobody really had any perfect childhood, I don't think. Like, some people dealt with worse things than others. But, like, it don't give people an excuse to act or do anything that they're not supposed to be doing. So, and I get afraid, like, now, like, maybe somebody's not gonna love me the way that I love them or the way that I love. Because I don't believe in settling for less. So, I know what I'm deserving of. And I feel like I know what the person I want is deserving of as well. So, I get afraid sometimes that I won't amount to anything. Like, I have so many ideas. Like, okay, is this a good idea? Like, should I do this or not? Like, it might not be good or good enough. Like, am I good enough? Is the things that I do, are they good enough? It's actually good ideas. Am I actually a creative genius when it comes to these certain things that I do? Am I going to be able to complete this book? Will it make sense to other people? Like, some people have read it, but still, like, that's not the whole world. Like, readers. So, there's only a few people. And I believe it gave me an honest opinion, but still, it's not a culmination of others around the world. So, and I'm my own worst critic most of the time anyway. And I'm afraid sometimes I will let people down that look up to me, that I won't make an impact that I know that I can or should. But I won't be a good leader with certain things. I'm afraid sometimes things that I want to accomplish won't come into fruition. Sometimes I feel like I lack the ability or the things that I need to push myself forward. Sometimes I'm afraid I'm gonna snap one day, on the wrong person that, like, crosses me the wrong way. Because it's like, I always felt like I was saving a beat down for one person in particular. And then I get it's some type of disagreement or something. I feel like that person, that beat down that I'm saving, is going to go to the wrong person in a way. But I got a better handle on things like that, because I'm pretty mellow. I lost some type of patience in a while. Like, my patience became kind of thin ever since the accident, and that's no excuse. But I'm like, I don't know. I have time for BS or, like, nonsense and people not having common sense. Like, it's really irritating, because I don't bother nobody neither and stuff. Like, I keep to myself, so I don't have time. But, yeah, I'm afraid of not being able to actually be my regular self, because, like, I don't show different variations of myself. It's like, okay. And it's like, sometimes it's just pieces of me. It's not all of me. So, maybe somebody see me for me and not like me. So you got to deal with that. But it is what it is. Not everybody's going to like you. Not everybody is going to love you neither. So that's that. How can you live your best life for you when you're focused on your past life? How can I live my best life for me if I'm focused on the past life? Sometimes I wish time travel was real, but hey, it's not. I guess sometimes I like living in a moment, so I travel back to like past memories and just, and I'd be lost in that moment and think of that. So I dwell on the past to think about the good memories instead of the bad memories. And maybe some other people do that too, because it's like, you don't want to take the joy out of those memories. And they could get, ultimately could get contained the bad, because it's like, you don't want them to mix. You want the good memories over here and the bad memories over there. They don't need to be intertwined. So I guess that's why I'm focused on the past, because I'm ultimately always going to think of the good memories and reminisce. So that's how it is for me. And like, I don't think about it too long, but like, especially if it's a good memory, like that's really refilling and refreshing. Like, oh man, I remember this. Like, that's great to me, honestly. But no, should I be thinking about my past life? Like, oh, what could I have done and stuff? Like, why? Like, come on. Like, you're better than that. So, yes, try to focus on the future as much as you can. Like, nobody's promised tomorrow. So, yeah. Live in the present. Not everybody's given that gift.
Okay. Final thoughts given. Here, what's your final thoughts? Because we're not going to be talking about this anymore. Final thoughts. If given a second chance, what would you do differently?
So, I guess this is the last time we talk about it. So, I'm going to give my final thoughts. So, if I am given a second chance, what would I do differently? I do what I talk about on the podcast. I would love with every ounce of my being, my soul, to the ends of the earth. Like, all of me, like John Legend was singing. We ain't playing the games about that. Like, nobody's going to be making any faces like they did before. People are going to be forced to apologize and understand why they're apologizing too. But if they don't, is see you. When we be you. Like, communication's cut. Like, if you can't be an adult about things, there's no point of talking. Nobody's going to disrespect my person in any form or fashion. And I'm going to stand behind that. I'm going to be a great father. Better than any father figure I somewhat had, because I didn't really have a dad. And I'm trying to work out my relationship with my father now. Because it was a learning process, because we never was in each other's lives. We didn't know each other existed. And well, I knew I had a dad out there, but I just never knew who he was. He didn't even know I existed at all. And that's a different story. But I just plan to be that. And I believe I can be a great father. Yeah, a great husband. A great man to my woman. Great black man, if you will. Shout out Amber. I believe that. Like, we can sing together, dance together, have fun, and like, be each other's partners, uplift one another. Like, of course, this part not going to be perfect. It's going to be some type of arguments, but I would vow to not let it get any further, because what is the point of that? You know what I'm saying? You're there to build your partner up, not to knock them down. So that's just me. Like, I'm going to give it all I got. Like, more than I've done before. I'm expressing myself positively. Hopefully we can learn from each other. So it's been some time. Make up for the time that we lost. That's what I would do. And I won't let anybody get in the way, of course. That's what I would do differently. Okay. Is love your biggest downfall or biggest uplifting tool? Is love my biggest downfall or biggest uplifting tool? I mean, probably one of my biggest downfalls, but I chose to let that love go. And then I gave love to some people that didn't even deserve it. So, but in a way, it's uplifting tool because it's a big part of my love languages. So I got to show love to people that even if I'm not showing love back, I want to show love to people. So it's split, honestly, but more so uplifting though, that I can say. So yeah, it's more uplifting tool for me because the love I show people and give people. How do I see myself? I see myself great, but I could be better at times. Slow to anger, but in some ways it's like, yeah, I don't got time for that. And I hope I don't have to get to that point or show that side of me. I think I'm a natural lover. A person that has a big heart, is very kind hearted. Give my last if I have to. Because that's just, love make you do crazy things, but that's how it is. I used to think I was some afraid little boy, like growing, like thinking high school and stuff. Feeling like it's like certain things change. Like you adjust to your surroundings, like because, like I said, some people see me, but they don't, and I'm afraid to show all of me. So it's like you adjust to that, so you hide yourself. So it's like, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Now people would plot to that or even vibe with that, I guess. So I would hide myself and I just get bits and pieces out. And that's how it is. Sometimes it wasn't like that, but I just grew into that. So the way, especially sometimes how I talk, like, it's slight adjustments over time. So, yeah, but it's all good. Okay. What is your goal if you continue this podcast? What is my goal if I continue this podcast? Probably get on the radio, even it'd be a TV show, honestly, like where I just interview people, I ask similar questions that I ask up here. I have different guests, of course, maybe some musical guests, and just go further with that. Like, I think it's something great to build on, and I can see it, which is see my name in the lights, if you will. So that's a big thing for me. I definitely can see that. So, That's my goal. And why I even wanted to ask myself that question, because like sometimes I'm like, okay, where is it going exactly? How will I end my podcast? You know what I'm saying? So that is something that's factors and like thoughts that I had. So, but yeah, definitely a TV show with all those things that go into fruition. Yeah. Okay. What is the importance of this book you're writing? What's the importance of my book? To prove to myself that I'm a creative genius, because the creativity that's brought into this book, the ideas behind it, the story behind it, me in college with the twist. So it's like some, in a way, realism, but some nonfiction in there, because like the story is based off, like it's based off me. So it's based off some people I know. So it has like a real aspect to it. Like, I guess biographical. That's not even a word. It's almost like a biography in a way, that with the certain ideas and the telling of the story, but there's a twist in there, so it can't be in that genre. So, but just stay tuned. There's a lot in store for that, and where I see it going, and especially with the other books too, because it's not just going to be just one book, I feel like. And that's what I have planned. It's not going to be just one. But yeah, just stay tuned. I can't really tell too much, but yeah, that's what it is. Okay, so I know it's kind of different, and seeing this, like, it's like, why did he do that? I just wanted to do something different and just talk. I had been thinking about this, how I was going to do it. I wasn't going to do it for the end of the last season, but I was like, why not do it for the opener for season 4? My mind's been on a lot of different things. If you've been listening, been on a soul particular thing, the past and what things I could have done, and like getting the love that I have back, and not losing it again. And I guess not losing people close to me. Because ultimately, I feel like I have a best friend, but I feel like I lost my best friend. I was dating them. And she meant a lot to me. And I didn't let it, I didn't let her go easily. I just pushed her away. But you got to grow and learn from these things. And learn from your mistakes and continue on when you're going through life and assess different situations from what you have learned from the past to continue to move forward. I'm blessed. I'm blessed to even be here. I'm blessed to continue on, and blessed to have people in my corner. I'm blessed to have a car and a place and stuff. I'm blessed to even have a creative mind that I have and these ideas and stuff. So I wouldn't take it for granted. I know things have been taken for granted, but not this time. But this has been the Airbrand Podcast. Y'all, stay tuned for more. We'll see what the future holds.